People with substance abuse disorders frequently cycle in and out of jail. In the past, law enforcement has treated addiction as a criminal problem, not a health issue. But as WUSF's Kathy Carter reports, a program at the Sarasota County Jail emphasizes rehabilitation over punishment.
In the addiction recovery pod at the Sarasota County Jail, large windows flood the detention unit with sunlight. There's two stories of jail cells, which frame an open area where men in orange jumpsuits sit at tables to chat or play a game of chess. But soon, inmates like John will gather for one of the pod's four daily meetings focused on sober living.
When I first came to jail, I started thinking about things, and it was like, where do I start my journey and the road that I need to go on? Then when I came in here, it showed me not only is there a road, but the directions on the road to go.
We're not using the last name of John or other inmates in this story to protect their identity. The Sarasota County Jail launched the Addiction Recovery Pod in 2009 with one men's unit and has since expanded to include a wing for female inmates. Each pod can house up to 48 non-violent offenders. And beyond the cost of incarceration, this program is not a burden to taxpayers. Admission to the program is voluntary, but full participation is not. Inmates must attend 12-step meetings administered by the Salvation Army and life skill classes run by various nonprofit groups and church communities. And for the deputies working in this pod, it's about more than just guarding the inmates. Captain Daniel Tutko says he's developed real connections.
I see the plight here, and it pulls at your heart because you think to yourself, well, you know what? That could be me. That could be my son in here. And it really makes you think, are we doing the best that we can do to help people reintegrate?
For inmates like Chris, who is serving his second stint in jail, the program does offer that chance to break the cycle of reoffending.
The opportunity that Sarasota County gives someone here to look at themselves in relation to their addiction, whether it's drugs, alcohol, you're actually given an opportunity that people pay for on the street.
Last year, about 1,600 people were arrested for a narcotics crime in Sarasota County. Another 150 were arrested with a drug paraphernalia offense. And those statistics don't include the many crimes committed to fuel an addiction, like theft or dealing in stolen property. And that's why Sarasota County Sheriff Tom Knight says treatment makes sense.
One thing I've always recognized is that you're not going to arrest your way out of social issues, you're not going to arrest your way out of addiction. And if these programs help keep people out of the jail and make them better people, that's the whole idea of corrections. So we're trying to change the mindset from jail to corrections.
This program and others like it represent a paradigm shift from the war on drugs years. And Knight says not everybody was on board when the program launched 10 years ago. But he says perceptions are changing.
There's a big transition of sheriffs in the state of Florida. Now, I'm the ninth most tenured sheriff of 66 elected sheriffs. So we're seeing a different temperament of sheriff come in that want to do things like this, that want to make their community better, not just by protecting it, but by also helping the citizens who are inside of it.
In 2016, the Manatee County Sheriff's Office opened a new alcohol and drug recovery pod at its county jail. And inmates with an opioid addiction are being treated at what's called the OPOD at the Seminole County Jail in Central Florida. But while programs in prison or jail can begin a process of recovery, continuing treatment in the community is essential to sustaining sobriety. As part of the program in Sarasota, felons are offered continued help. Upon release, the same groups that run the jail programs also offer links to sober living houses, more 12-step meetings, and job connections. And for inmates like Chris, that support could represent a change in his trajectory.
I'm a little over 50 years old, and it's a sad situation, but just to be 100% honest, this pod teaches us that things happen for a reason, and it's not too late to make a difference when I walk out these doors.
The reality is, the majority of inmates with addiction problems do end up back behind bars. But in Sarasota County, officials say the recovery pod gives them a much better chance at staying out. For Health News Florida, I'm Kathy Carter in Sarasota.